And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
I'll tell you what, HR people are the best.
They really are.
I mean, they know where all the bodies are buried. They know all the good stories. We could do a weekly segment, I think, where Marla comes in and tells us all the things that happened for the week, and then we guess which employee here did them.
Oh, I wish she could do that. That would be awesome. I wish that she could divulge that information.
That would be a great game. So we got an email yesterday, and we're going to look for stories of HR people venting. And you can remain anonymous, by the way, 576-7102. But we love when HR people vent because, you have the best stories. We got an email yesterday through the all staff, and it says, please do not take anything from the kitchen that is not yours. Today we had an employee help themselves to bottled water that was clearly stored in a gallon baggie next to the sink. Unfortunately for you, you have now drank some water that was treated for Carla's fish tank.
Don't take it. It's not yours.
I love that there's always a consequence on the other end beyond just, missing stuff. Oh, that was treated for my dog or something crazy.
Yeah.
So let's go to the phone. We have some people lined up here. HR people going to vent. Hi, the show. You're on the air.
So I, unfortunately, am one of those people that has to send those emails out.
Oh, yes. You are of the HR variety. Sure.
Yes. So I have had the please don't steal the toilet paper. Please don't steal the dish soap. Please don't steal other people's food.
Yeah.
If you've missed the toilet, please clean it up.
People are babies. I mean, and I sent an email back to our HR, to Marla, and I said, oh, this is so getting read on the air tomorrow. And she goes, it baffles me. We have idiots working here. I mean, we really do.
Yeah. Is this how you treat your own home? And if so, I don't ever want to see your home.
How often would you say that you have to send out an email, a reminder, or chastising people? How often is it happening?
At least once a month.
Yeah, I bet.
Once a month.
Yeah.
And we've actually had this discussion on the show about 2 weeks ago, but have you ever had to get personal with somebody and say, well, look, you really need to bathe before you come to work, or it might be a good idea if you wear deodorants?
Yes.
Yeah. You've had that conversation.
Unfortunately, a conversation that is not fun to have, but I have had to have it with people.
And do they respond? How do they respond to that?
It's usually, it's this one time only, I forgot, or the water was turned off. And I'm like, well, not sure if it's a one-time thing because we've had complaints, but, maybe if you need us to buy some deodorant for you for a little while so you can get through the month or whatever, just let me know. We'll help you out, but you need to bathe.
Wow, I can't imagine having to sit down with someone and have that.
Gosh, I know, right? This is what you signed up for.
Yeah.
You're like, man, this whole HR thing, I'm kind of rethinking this now.
Yeah, and my favorite is inappropriate clothing.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, didn't think about that.
What if you had to yell at someone for that for? What were they wearing?
Very, very, very low-cut shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You'd wear to the club, skirt-wise, hooker heels, and we would actually send them home and go, you need to dress more appropriately if you're going out later. Bring a change of clothing with you. Do not wear it to work.
Okay, so and you can remain anonymous if you like. What kind of business is this that you're doing?
Construction.
And people are showing up in hooker heels on the construction site. Wow.
Well, the office side.
I don't know how those guys walk on those girders like that with heels on.
So it's the office side.
Oh, that's funny.
We
appreciate the call.
Fun.
Yeah. Well, all right. Can't wait to see the guys in backless chaps putting up that new two light building.
Yeah.
Great.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you for the HR venting. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Oh, you can fix it. Hooker Hills.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.